MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, April 29, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. We have town meeting and town election news to share today. Water transportation from Lynn to Boston resumes, and the city of Peabody has two new hires.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, Endicott baseball with two more wins over the weekend, and their sights set high for postseason. Rick?
Okay, thank you, Bill. Sunny near 60 along the waterfront. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4.09 p.m. The Lynn Ferry began operations this morning for the 2024 commuter season. We have details on this post and a link to view schedules. This year, the MBTA has added weekend ferry service out of Lynn to Boston. In Newburyport, Mayor Sean Reardon reports that there could be ferry service on the Merrimack River.
We're actually talking about doing a MIVA water taxi from Haverhill to stopping at Amesbury and Newburyport and having a water taxi go back and forth, which is great. There's a lot of historical significance to this. This is what used to be on the river many, many years ago. But there's also a lot of advantages to this. I mean, I think we have three vibrant communities. This could be great for transportation for work. This could be great for transportation for people to just get out of their own city and go check out another city along the river. And it's also going to shine a big light on the health of our Merrimack River as well. So I think there's a lot of great positives. They're still working out some of the funding pieces, but it was great, great to be a part of that this week. And we'll look forward to seeing how that progresses through MIVA. Again, MIVA's been such a great partner. Our bus routes, new bus routes are really working out, and they worked really hard to make something happen up at Anna Jakes Hospital. So again, MIVA's continues to be a really great partner and think outside the box for transportation in our area.
Reardon was speaking on his weekly Mayor's Corner podcast, where he also mentioned several projects that are making progress this spring in the city.
Fire station project moving along. We're laying the floor at the two new all-inclusive playgrounds. That's happening at the Pioneer League, Lower Atkinson and Bartlett Mall. So that's exciting. Out on the waterfront, we got the Bulkhead project proceeding, and then the Market Landing Park expansion is really coming together. We had a good meeting with the Waterfront Trust this week to kind of figure out maintenance, again, because we're going to have two different plots of land down there, right? We're going to have Waterfront Trust land. We're going to have city land. So we're going to, we're trying to make sure we can coordinate that and we can take care of the whole park in the best way that we can. But those projects are coming along. We're actually talking about like ribbon cuttings for these things. That's even more exciting, probably end of May for the Market Landing Park expansion. So I'll keep you updated on that. But we're really excited about how those projects are proceeding.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. The town of Nahant held its town elections on Saturday. Robert Thibault was elected to an open seat as selectman. The two school committee winners were Mariana Heyer and Gregory Panessa. Town clerk and top vote-getter Diane Savage Dunphy was reelected. Planning board winners were Michelle Capano and Catherine Casey Carey. David Conlon ran unopposed as moderator, and Ann Spurn was reelected to the public library trustee. The Swampscott town elections are tomorrow. There's one seat available on the select board, as current select board member Peter Spelios is not seeking re-election. There are two candidates running for that seat, Danielle Leonard and Katie Arrington. Earlier this month at a select board meeting, Spelios reflected on a few things that he's taking away from being on the board. We'll feature those brief comments later in North Shore Today. Rockport will be holding a special town meeting tonight at 5:30 at the Middle High School. The Gloucester Times reports that voters will consider two articles, one on zoning and the transit-oriented village overlay district. The other article aims to create a multifamily MBTA district near the MBTA train station. The city of Peabody has two new hires. Morgan Yeo is the new Peabody Library Director.
I am thrilled to be back in the city that I grew up in as the new director of the library. The libraries, actually. And I, like all of you here, my goal is to provide exceptional service and to support for the people in the city and to be a voice and a listener. And I think with all this experience I've had and the background I've had, the love for I have for this city, I am thrilled to begin working with all of you and make that positive impact on the community as I've been hired to do. So thank you guys so much for having me here. I can't wait to begin just about a week and a half, and we'll be in the same room again, sharing all of our thoughts and all of our ideas for the city.
Peabody's new recreation manager is Cameron White.
I'm very excited to be on board with the city of Peabody. I'm very passionate about recreation. I wrote my capstone about how recreation can improve social capital and public value. I do believe it's one of the it's the glue of a city and a community, and I'm very excited. Jen's been great. Everyone that I've met coming into contact with has been nothing but helpful and kind, and I can't wait to get my hands dirty even more.
Both new hires greeted the city council at last week's meeting that can be viewed on Peabody Community TV. And a humpback whale washed up on Preston Beach last week in Marblehead. The Daily Item reports that the female whale was 42 feet long and there was no visible cause of death. One theory is that the whale was sick and got hit by a ship. DNA testing will reveal additional information. Sports next, followed by North Shore Today Extra with outgoing Swampscott Select Board member Peter Spelios.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute, cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved-out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Cubs last night 5-4 in Sunday Night Baseball at Fenway Park. The Sox open up a series tonight at home against the Giants. The Celtics return to action tonight in Miami for Game 4 of their opening round NBA playoff series. The Celts lead the series 2-1 over the Heat. This is Celtic Jason Tatum on point guard and teammate Peyton Pritchard.
Peyton is one of the most confident guys I've ever been around. Any given moment, you know, he walks out there like he's the best player. And to have that confidence is special, and we need him to be like that, right? He's being aggressive on both ends, being able to attack closeouts and create his own shot, create for others, and to have that off the bench is special.
Celtic Jason Tatum. The Bruins return to the Garden tomorrow night for Game 5 of their playoff series with the Maple Leafs. The Bruins lead that series 3-1. The Bees could close it out tomorrow night. The number one nationally ranked Endicott baseball team swept Hartford in a Saturday doubleheader, 15-1 and 22-4. They are now 33-2 on the season. They'll host Trinity tomorrow afternoon at 4. This is Endicott baseball coach Brian Haley on the success of his program.
Yeah, it's been the same for all 17 years. We built a culture in 2008. Basically built around, you know, being a baseball family, supporting each other, being men of high quality character and doing the right thing, and then being physically and mentally tough, putting a lot of work in the weight room, understanding how to be present in the moment as a competitor. Those are kind of the key principles.
Haley is in his 17th year and has a goal of an NCAA title and building off of last year's NCAA playoff performance.
That was amazing. Great group of guys, amazing run. We actually lost the first game in the regional to Bridgewater State, so we really had to be resilient. And really, at that point, it's do or die. You have to win each game. We won 4 in a row there to win that, and then we're able to host the Super Regional here for the second time in a row. We had done that in 2022 as well. Played a great Ithaca team and just played really good baseball and found a way to beat them twice and advance to the World Series for the first time in program history, which was an amazing run. We wish we had performed a little better out in Iowa, but I think that kind of motivates us this year to keep driving forward and not take any pitches off.
Endicott baseball coach Brian Haley. We do have a post-up from Friday with Coach Haley and three very talented Gull players.
This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Monday. North Shore Today Extra is next with Swampscott Select Board member Peter Spelios. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, and this is North Shore Today Extra, giving some extra voice to the North Shore. This is outgoing Swampscott Select Board member Peter Spelios speaking several weeks ago at a Select Board meeting, kind of saying his farewell to the board.
Talk indirectly, I guess, to staff in town. Tonight is a great reminder to me of the importance that you all, and Marzi's sitting here, so I'm going to look at Marzi, and Jonathan's still here, our library director, the role that you play. And yes, we may be at a point in time sitting up here, and we're elected, and we're policymakers, but you guys are the idea mills. And it is hard to put forward ideas, because when you don't put forward anything, people don't tend to swat away nothing. But when you put forward things, there's always going to be people that want to swat it away or want to do something a little differently or don't like this or don't like that. And but towns, good towns, need you to keep showing up and doing this and planting seeds. And sometimes you don't get what you thought you were going to get when you planted the seed, but you still get something. And I know, let me say it this way, from my position, I know that there are meetings that I go home and I feel demoralized. Right, there are just nights where I go home or I wake up the next morning and I feel hungover emotionally. Like, that was just disappointing. I could have said something better. I could have done something better. I could have helped that project better. I didn't do a good, you know, I said something that maybe made staff not feel appreciated. But even for us, we have to get back up and we have to then do it again. But for staff, you guys in my 9 years, and there's been a lot of people, so I'm not going to mention names at the moment here. Your ideas are what's critical. The fact that you put forth what you put forth tonight is important. I don't know where it lands. I don't know where it ends, but I know that we're planting something, and we're not going to look back in 100 years and say would have, could have, should have. We're going to say we thought about that. For different reasons, we made a choice. Maybe it wasn't the choice we'd make now, but we didn't have that opportunity now, or then, excuse me. And so I just wanted to, and it's all levels. It's not just, we see community development and planning and public works the most often, but it's everywhere in town hall. Everyone's making a decision every single day. Some are bigger and more obvious, but everybody's making a decision. And I get in politics, it's tough because then things get political and it's wins, but believe in your compass. If you think it's a good idea, right, be open to compromise, be open to alternatives. But if you believe it's a good idea and something worth fighting for, just I encourage you to do it. And I'm grateful because you have all given me most of the things that I've advocated for are not my ideas. There are your ideas that you folks have brought forward and allowed me to advocate for and my colleagues as well. They're not our ideas, and that's the important thing. And different select board members have different philosophies. Admittedly, I'm not going to judge one over another. Mine has been, I viewed my position here to support the town in doing what it needs to do. It doesn't mean I don't have opinions, and it doesn't mean at times I will bang a table and say this is my opinion, but I'm here, I was here, I'm still here a little bit longer to support what you do. And so just thank you for what you've done. Thank you for the audacious idea tonight that we could actually have a world-class library. That's it. Thanks.
Outgoing Swampscott Select Board member Peter Spelios. This is North Shore Today Extra on North Shore Today at msonewsports.com.